one thing about OTAs and the benefit it has for the offense, but what are the benefits for the defense?
You know, with us having a new scheme, we're able to all come in, we all learn at the same time, all be on the same page. So, you know, it's been working out great for us so far. And, you know, we just look forward to, you know, continue to get better, continue to work hard, and do what's best for the team.
You talked about liking the fact that Jack Del Rio was a linebacker. Has that translated here for you just in a short time?
Oh, yeah. I mean, you know, sometimes he may see something that we're doing and we're wrong. And, you know, he tried to go out there and demonstrate it and, you know, show us what we should be doing right. But we take it all in stride. You know, we enjoy having him as our defensive coordinator. And, you know, so far, so good.
Not that it's necessarily spoken, but how much credibility does that bring? I mean, not that your coaches haven't been good coaches for a long time at a lot of levels. When you have a guy that played the position at a high level in the league for a long time, what kind of credibility does that give the players when he's telling you something?
It's very credible. I mean, you know, it's nothing like having a coach that actually played the game, so he knows, you know, what's going on in there. He knows that things may not work out the exact way that you coach it. So, you know, sometimes he let us just go out there and play ball. I mean, you know, whether it's, you know, going out there and doing what he tells us to do, or if we just go out there and play it the way we see it, we're never wrong as long as we're all on the same page. So that's been great for us so far, and, you know, I'm just looking forward to, you know, continuing to do our work and continuing to get better.
Joe, do we make too big a deal of 7 coordinators in 7 seasons? Does that matter that much?
It doesn't. You know, it's really based on the player. You know, if you're able to, you know, forget about what you learned the year before and able to pick up a new playbook, I don't really think it matters as far as having new coaches. It just, you know, it depends on the players and actually depends on the team. You know, if you have strong leaders that's going to go out there and just pound the table for our new guys, then, I mean, you know, you're just going to do whatever it takes to get better and then to, you know, help the coach out.
You mentioned coach gets out there and kind of shows you.
Yeah.
Like, are you talking like just gets out there and like shifts you around or like is he motivated?
Just certain techniques.
Like he'll get down there. And
yeah, he'll try to bend his knees, you know, and try to show us a couple things. I'm just joking. But, you know, he just tried to go out there and just show us the technique that we should be playing instead of the technique that we just so happened to play and was wrong at doing. So, you know, it's been working out great for us, you know, especially for the young guys because they're able to pick up the playbook just as fast as the veterans.
Kind of cool, though, so you guys are like, get in the mix and not just write it up.
Yeah, it's sweet. You know, I'm enjoying it. You know, the rest of the defensive players are enjoying it as well. You know, just having that, just that defensive-minded guy, you know, guy that's played the game, just out there showing you how to play defense. It's pretty sweet. It's okay.
What does this linebacker core need to do this year to kind of take the next step? What are some of the things as a group you're hoping to improve on?
Well, we have to be more consistent across the board. You know, last year we had guys subbing in and subbing out. You know, we just wasn't able to really catch a rhythm. And this year we have to be a little bit more consistent. We have to, you know, go out there and play the game the way it's supposed to be played instead of trying to go out there and do our own thing. I think we did a lot of that last year. You know, and I think that was more, you know, of us just trying to, you know, gel with one another, you know, trying to get to learn the playbook because we had such a short time. You know, not to make that an excuse, but this year is going to be a lot different. You know, we're all out there together, learning together, playing together, and, you know, it's going to make a huge difference.
What about Vaughn? Offseason.
He's grown a lot. I mean, you know, that guy can just come out on the field and do things that, you know, do things that we can't, just other guys can't do. I mean, you know, it's certain things that he does that you can't coach. It just comes natural to him. And with other guys, you have to sit down and coach it and explain it. You know, he just goes out there and do it naturally. So, you know, I just look for him to be better this year. And, you know, I think he's going to definitely help our defense.
What do you mean, like physical?
Yeah, physical things. I mean, you know, the way the guy can just spin, dip, and rip, you just do all type of stuff out there. I can't really explain what he do. You know, it's just, it's amazing. You know, it's amazing just the type of things that he does naturally. And, you know, with the coaches continuing to coach him, he's only going to get better. So I'm looking forward to seeing him, you know, do some special things for us this year.
Having those bigger defensive tackles in front of you, how much is that helping clear things up for him?
It helps a lot. You know, they're able to take on double teams and able to keep the linebackers free. So, you know, that's been great for us so far, even though we haven't had on pads. But, you know, when the pads come, we're going to really get a chance to see, you know, what's going to happen out there when it comes to the run game. But, you know, so far, so good.
Joe, last year it seemed like defenses across the league were behind the 8 ball because there had been no offseason. Mm-hmm. how do you think, what are we going to see different this year now that you guys have the time to get that chemistry, cohesion, all these other things?
A lot less mistakes. Just guys keeping other guys accountable. And, you know, that's just one of the things that we've been talking about so far this offseason. It's holding everyone accountable so that you know your job and you trust the man next to you that's going to know their job as well. So, that was the most important thing for us this offseason. And, we just got to continue to get better so we can all be on the same page.
You mentioned mistakes. Vaughn said that's the one thing he wanted to correct more than anything in his game was eliminating his mental mistakes. Mm-hmm. Not that it's your job to grade him, but have you noticed just being out there with him that he's where he is supposed to be?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. That's what everyone. You know, everybody's been getting better. You know, everybody's been going out there and just working hard and doing what the coaches ask us to do. And, the mental stakes has, definitely gone down, from the past couple of weeks. And, everyone's getting better. You know, everybody's going out there and working hard and doing what's best for the defense. So, coaches, I think they've been kind of satisfied, but they want to see us take that next level as well.
Joe, with the Peyton Manning, you got, thinking along with offenses that you're going to be taking on, I want to keep the ball away from Peyton Manning. You know, you got Elvis and Vaughn on the edges and the corners.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, I'm thinking they'll come in with a game plan of attacking your middle. Do you look at it that way, that you're going to be tested a lot? And what do you think about that?
Yeah, I think we are. They're definitely going to try to attack the middle defense, whether it's running up the middle or trying to, get a couple quick passes up the middle, trying to test us linebackers. And, we're looking forward to it. I think Del Rio, he definitely has a great plan for us, when it comes to going out there and playing the run and playing the pass. So, I just say bring it on. I think we're definitely going to be ready, and I'm just looking forward to it.
Joe, practicing against Peyton, when another team plays him in a game and he's doing his hands and yelling out all that sort of stuff, they only see it for a game.
It's
you
crazy.
You guys have to do it every day in practice. You guys ever catch on, figure out what he's saying or
it's,
do it?
I mean, you can hear what he's saying, but it's something different each and every day. Some of the times the offense don't even know what he's saying. It's just one of them things where, he makes a check, whether it's a dummy call or, just a call that doesn't really mean anything, or whether it's, a check. Man, some of the times the offense don't really know what's going on, so it's kind of hard for us to get a grip on it. But, he's definitely been working us out this offseason and just trying to make us better. And, we're trying to do the same for him.
What did you think of the fake spike yesterday? Guys, a little.
That was terrible, man. the play was blown dead anyway, so it didn't count. But the offensive guys, they're definitely going to say that it counted. They scored on it, so it's kind of just one of them things where you just have to let them go ahead and take it.
Yeah, but it was pass interference on the second 2 minute drill that you went out there, right?
Oh yeah, no doubt, no doubt about it. I think that might have been the second defense out there.
Yes, but, it was.
Oh yeah, it was definitely.
Okay.
Yeah, flag would have been thrown on that one.
Joe, what's it been like? I mean, you practiced against Donovan McNabb, and then had a bit of a revolving door of quarterbacks the last couple of years, different quarterbacks. What's it been like just in the short time going against Peyton Manning?
You definitely have to be on your A game playing against him. He picks apart the defense. I mean, especially if he know what you're doing, he can definitely sit back there and pick you apart. So we try to disguise our coverages, try to give him different looks, whether we're blitzing or not. And, just try to, get him on his heels a little bit, knock him off his spot. So, I think we've been doing a pretty decent job of that. But, it's still a lot of work to be done. But that's what OTAs are for.
Even though it's just practice, when you get your hand on a ball, are you like – picked off Peyton Manning, knocked down a pass.
Man, I wish I would have picked off Peyton Manning. Man, I would have bragged about that. I think I would have had a plaque made on that one. Picked off Peyton Manning in practice. That would have been the best thing that happened to me so far in my career.
Well, didn't you have one in your chest a couple weeks ago?
Let's not even talk about that.
Okay.
You guys, anything else? The league is wrestling on hiring and training possible replacement reps, replacement officials. Is that something that resonates with the players? I mean, do you pay attention and have an opinion on
it? Not really. If you go out there and play the game the way it's supposed to be played and control what you do, the refs don't really have too much. They won't really have too much say so in it if you're playing the game the way it's supposed to be played. So, we don't really pay too much attention to that. We just worry about what we can control.
Okay. Thank you, Joe.
Yeah.
Thanks, Joe.
Thank you.